when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, I don't know if this is freaking you out as much as it's freaking me out, but it's time for another edition of Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I feel like I just did a show. And here it is, another week down the line already. And I am ready to roll with a stack of polka records and about an hour to kill. So let's have at it and see where things wind up, shall we? We'll start out with Ted Bonk and his polka tops. And they're doing the Three Musketeers Polka. There you go, Ted Bonk and his polka tops, and that is the Three Musketeers polka, and there you go, first record of the show is done. You know what that means? We're in too far. We can't turn around now. We're in for the long haul. Telling you what, though, I don't know if you could tell it in my voice. They always tell you in radio school, you're not supposed to tell people when you got a cold or something, because they probably won't notice. But I have a cold. Started last week, like the day after last week's show. And I was like, oh, man, I woke up with a scratchy throat and I thought, this is going to be trouble. And it was. And by the next day, I was like gulping down the NyQuil at night and taking Sudafed during the day and Tylenol and sore muscles and yuckiness. And believe it or not, I think it's improving a little bit. But still, my throat is yucky. But we're going to plow through this thing anyway. Maybe I won't talk as much as usual. We'll see how it goes. I have Al Coco Zluzniak, it's Coco is in quotes in the middle, doing the Percolator Polka, and this is going to sound an awful lot like an old Folgers coffee commercial. ¶¶ All right, there you go. See that? That kind of sound like those old Folgers coffee commercials, which is probably why they call it the percolator polka. Nobody percolates anymore. You ever notice that? Everybody's got drip coffee makers. I mean, a percolator kind of drips. The water perks up to the top and drips down through the basket. It just doesn't pour down from the top. I think the process is the same when you stop to think about it. But I'll bet you, still a lot of church basements. They got the big old, we always call them the Catholic coffee makers. Those big aluminum jobs, you know, they make, I don't know, like 120 cups of coffee. You know, it's like you start that baby at 5 in the morning so it's ready for the first early service brunch after church at like 9:30 because it takes like 2 hours for the stuff to brew. And then it's good like for the whole day. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, they're still drinking that stuff. You know, it's like it's thick as frosting, but you can still enjoy it. I miss those coffee makers, I'm telling you. Let's do one from Earl Schmidt's band. Well, it's Earl Schmidt and his band, I guess. He's there. And it says right on it, from Cologne, Minnesota. This is the Green Meadows Polka. Is the Earl Schmidt Band and the Green Meadows Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And even though I'm working with a bit of a cold today, I think we're going to make her through this thing. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum for a minute, though, while I'm yappering away here before we get into our next record with Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra coming up. Of course, the World of Accordions Museum is where you actually find a literal world of accordions, believe it or not, because they have like 1,400 accordions and whatnot on display in their museum, along with all sorts of other stuff. Great source for research material if you're studying the music or the instruments or the people that made it all happen. That is your place to start right there. People come from around the world to visit the archives of information at the World of Accordions Museum, located in Superior, Wisconsin. They're right there on Belknap Street. They'll be quite happy to see you. Of course, we're kind of moving out of tourist season now, and it won't be long. Up here in the North Country, we're going to be hunkering down, but they're still ready to show off their collection to you and let you look at all their groovy stuff. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. And you can take a look at some of the pictures around the museum and the concert hall and all that great stuff, all right? worldofaccordions.org. I was having a conversation on another radio show this morning with a guy, and the topic of harmonicas came up. And I told him, I said, I can play, Coming Around the Mountain. Is that what it is? No, that's not it. I don't know, one of those songs anyway is the only thing I can play on a harmonica. But I told him, I said, a harmonica is a great thing to bring to a party because you can just slip it in your pocket and nobody knows you got it. And all of a sudden you can just slide it out and start playing a song. And I said, if you show up with an accordion, everybody knows you came to the party with an accordion, because it's very difficult to sneak one in, especially if you got like one of those big 40 bass jobs, you know, like my mom had. You can't just, yeah, there's no way you're hiding that thing in your pocket or under your shirt or even in the back of your Buick. Man, that's a challenge. Anyway, let's do Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra. This is the Little Lulu Rhinelander. There you go. That was a fun one for darn sake anyway. Walt Jaworski and his TV orchestra, the Little Lulu Rhinelander, here on Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old time oldie show. How the heck are you doing? I hear a weird noise. What is that weird noise? Are you here? It's like music coming from somewhere. I don't know what's going on. Oh, look at that. There's a weird there. Oh, wow. Phew, I fixed that. I thought there was a UFO landing outside the studio or something. No, it was only my phone suddenly sending me pointless advertising. You know, they used to say that how the world was so evil because all these big places like Google and Facebook and Apple and the world in general online was learning everything about you so they could send you targeted advertising. And how dare they invade your world and send you ads you care about? And well, clearly they're not what they're doing, because I get flooded with advertising for crap I couldn't care less about. I'm like, why am I getting ads for this? Don't they know I wouldn't buy this in a million billion years if they're spying on me online? I think not. So I have doubts about the whole system. You know what I mean? Let's do the Michigan Polka Tells, shall we? It's the cheek-to-cheek polka. We'll be right back. All right, there you have it. There, the Michigan Polka Tells there. That's a cheek to cheek polka. And I don't know why it is. Every time I listen to a record, I'm always really attracted to the bass line in the songs. And I don't know why that is. You know, everybody listens to something different. Some people, they're like really getting into whatever the drummer is doing, you know, or maybe the accordionist is just really ripping it up. But I always get in the groove with the bass player, and there was some fantastic bass action going on. And that one from the Michigan Polka Tells, who, even though this is a 45, I have an album of theirs that's one of my favorite album covers because it's got like five guys standing there in their Michigan Polka Tells outfits next to what I, if I recall, is like a Cherokee 140 Piper airplane, like a private plane. It's a four-place plane with not a lot of luggage space. And they're standing around it. I think there's five guys, and there's all their instruments. They got drums and accordions and all this stuff. And I'm like, there is no way those guys and all those instruments are fitting in that airplane, and it's still going to get off the ground. So I hope they realize that some of us aviation buffs are on to their plan, that they look good standing by the airplane, but you're never going to get that sucker in the air with all that stuff. That's my theory anyway. Let's have a little Jimmy Stir in the orchestra. I haven't heard from Jimmy in a while. This is the premier polka. And just like that, another record is done. Jimmy Stir in the orchestra, Jimmy and Frankie Yankovic, the two guys that won more Grammy Awards for their polka performing than any other artist. I looked it up once, and you know, they used to, I don't remember, was it like the world music category or what was it? But there was a category that polka music would win a Grammy every year for a long, long time, and then they kind of phased it out. And I don't know why. There's a lot of fantastic polka music being made out there right now. You don't hear it on this show. You hear the old good stuff because this is your old time oldies show, which when I started the show, a lot of these records weren't that old yet. When I started the show, it was because I have a billion polka records that I've saved up over the years. I started out working at a polka radio station about, 40 some years ago, 45, a long time ago anyway. You need an abacus to count back that far. And over the years, I've accumulated a lot of polka records. And one day I was cleaning out the basement And I said, you know, I should be getting some use out of all these records. I had thousands of them. So I started pulling out the boxes, and we have a little local radio station here, and I started doing a polka show on it. And I thought, you know, I could spread the love. So I made the show available to any station that wants to carry it, and it's completely free to any station that wants to. And I'm just getting the use out of all these records. So that's how this all came to be. So that's probably more than you needed to know. Here are the Chicago Lairs and the Hot Peppers Polka. All right, there you go. And I was busy getting our 78 ready here. That was the Hot Peppers Polka with the Chicago Lairs here on Tim's Hoompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And speaking old-time, you know, for the last several months, we've been doing a 78 of the week. Every week, we play at least one 78 RPM shellac record on the show. And while you were listening to the Chicago Lairs there, I was getting our 78 ready because I got to switch over the turntable to the faster speed and a different needle and all that jazz. And I got a Whoopi John 78 for us today, which doesn't seem like that big of a thrill to me because I got a million Whoopi John records. But I have the Lager Polka, which I looked it up in my Decca Records dating library by the record number that says this one came out in 1939. Oh, that explains the problem. This record's got a little chip in the beginning. I didn't see that when I was getting it ready. The light's got to reflect just the right way. But I'm going to try it anyway. Keep your fingers crossed. You got to be careful when you're playing 78s. If something goes wrong, those babies can take your fingers off, man. They're whipping around on the turntable. But let's try it. 1939, Decca, 78 RPM. Here's Whoopi John and his band. That's what it says. Whoopi John Wilfart and his band. Not, you know, whatever. That's a basic labeling for Whoopi. This is the Lager Polka. Let's crank her up to 78. I know you're thinking a professional would stop the record after that many skips, wouldn't you?
But I think we're past the icky part now, and I got my fingers crossed. Man, oh man, that's such a good record too. I was really liking the record, but I don't know what's with all the, I can see where there's an owie at the beginning here, which I didn't notice, and I thought we were going to get past that and be fine, but oh my gosh, now I'm sad. I'm going to have to find a new copy of that one, because that was a good record. Anyway, there's our 78 of the week. We still have to get in our waltz of the week here coming up in a little bit, so stand by for that. But before we do that, let's do the Impalas and the Polish and Proud Polka. That would be your triple P polka, right? I guess.
I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be in America where everybody's free. Polish family ties are best examples of unity. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be. Polish family ties are best examples of unity. I'm Polish, and I'm proud to be.
There you go. Some good triple trumpeting there on the Impalas, Polish and Proud Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Hope you're enjoying the show this week. I don't think I'm talking as much as usual because I'm battling a darn cold here. I get one every fall, but this one seems like it's a couple of weeks early, I think. But I'm plugging along and do want to remind you that if you'd like to get in touch with the Oompa Hour, make a request or a dedication or have a question or comment or whatever, you could certainly do that. You can leave a voice message or send a text message to phone number is 218-259-2985. All right, 218-259-2985. That works for a text message, or you can leave a voice message at that number as well. You can email the Oompa Hour, oompahour@aol.com, of course. And if that doesn't work out for you, try to find us on Facebook. I dare you. Tim's Oompa Hour is what it's called. It's facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All right. I don't look at the Facebook as often as I do the email. And of course, the phone messages are checked all the time. But yeah, so there you go. All right, it's Eddie Blotnick and his Polka Pals here, and I stop for a beer. I'm not sure if I'm counting this as our waltz. I mean, it's in waltz time, but usually when I'm playing a waltz, I'm thinking of like a romantic record. And this is not necessarily a romantic record because romantic records don't have a slide whistle in them.
I know why I'm feeling so gay. It happened to me on payday. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. My wife's as mad as could be. She asked what happened to me. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. I stopped for a beer to bring me some cheer. I didn't get home for a year. Please listen to me. If you're looking for real company, don't stop for a beer to bring you some cheer. You'll never get home for a year. Don't stop for a beer to bring you some cheer. You'll never get home for a year.
You better believe it. Nice to be home.
I don't know. There are a million beer songs in old-time music, and that is one of my favorites. I don't know why. Eddie Blotnick and his Polka Pals, I stopped for a beer. In fact, I'm setting that one aside on a different pile because I want to play that one on a different radio show later. Oh, my, my, my. All right. I don't know if I'm counting that as the official waltz for this week or not. But in the meantime, let's do old-time polka number one. It's the Ivan Kale Band.
Thank you.
just like that. You have Old Time Polka number one and the Ivan Kale Band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your Old Time Oldie Show. Glad you're here listening to the show this week. Glad you're putting up with listening to me blabbing on and on with a cold here. I don't know what the deal is with that, but all right, now I grabbed a record over here and I pull out the Naturals Orchestra. And I said to myself, self, it says an instrumental. If I'm going to play a record by the Naturals, I want Whitey singing, man. So I went digging back through the records to find a Naturals record that has Whitey singing on it, and here it is.
So shove domu, podłogi wymija, a ja się w salonie szklanki napila. Zosienka szkaluje, ja się żartuje. Na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje. Na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje. Będziemy śpiewać. Kto wypije, długo sieje. Hej, Joe, jak się masz? Kto wypije, długo sieje. Hej, Joe, jak się masz? Zosieńku, chodź ze mną tańcować. Do samego rana będziemy skakać. I jak ludzie się bawią, to tak śpiewają. Na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje. Na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje. Będziemy śpiewać. Kto wypije, długo żyje. Hej, co jak się masz? Wypije, długo żyje. Hej, Joe, jak się masz? Hej! Ha! Jasiu śpiewa łajdana, łajdana. A Zosia wokoło tańcuje sama. Pija tyka droga, a życie krótkie. To na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje, hej!
Na zdrowie twoje, a gardło moje. Będziemy śpiewać. Kto wypije, długo żyje. Hej, Joe, jak się masz? Kto wypije, długo żyje. Hej, Joe, jak się masz?
Hej!
All right, there you go. There's the Naturals. Whitey is singing. And the Bottoms Up Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. I just feel like I owe you another waltz because I think I stopped for a beer. Doesn't seem waltzy enough. Like I said, a waltz should not have a slide whistle in it, you know? And I had a stack of records here. Some that I haven't got to for a while. Because what happens is I pull records for the show and I put them on the console here. And then when I do another show, I grab more records for the next show, and I add them to the top of the pile. And the pile starts growing, and I don't always make it to the bottom, so the records build up on me. And down at the bottom of the pile that I pulled off the shelf, Lord knows when, we have the Six Fat Dutchmen doing the old Bohemian waltz. So we'll make this the official show waltz this week.
Thank you.
All right, there you have the old Bohemian Waltz. It's the Six Fat Dutchmen. This is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I get three more records in the show yet today. What do you think about that, huh? I was trying to decide how I'm doing for time. Now, look at what's going on here, people. I put the Naturals record into the Six Fat Dutchmen record sleeve. You know what that means? That means Whitey and the Naturals would have accidentally been filed with the Polish records. And the Six Fat Dutchmen would have been in with the Polish records. Whitey would have been in the German records. I try to run an organized operation here. It doesn't always work out, but darn it, I try. Here's an oldie but a goodie. It's Ray Henry and the orchestra and the Diamond Ring Polka. There you go. That's a spirited little number from Ray Henry and the orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. A couple more records to go yet in the show this week, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty, let's get a couple more records into the show this week, shall we? Let's do, how about the Chet Goron Orchestra? I haven't heard from them for a while. Here's the Night Owl Polka.
Thank you.
There you go, Chet Goran and his orchestra. That's the Night Owl Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I do believe, as I look at the old clock on the wall, we have time to sneak one more in here. Let's do Eddie Blazancic and the Versatones and the Poor Boy Polka.
I was just a youngster and hardly in my teens. I went to school many a day with faded old blue jeans. The patches, they were many, my seat was all threadbare. But a poor girl didn't notice and a poor boy didn't care. A poor boy don't have no money, a poor boy don't have no dough. Give a poor boy a pretty little girl and watch that poor boy go. He'll take her and get married and raise a family. With a two-buck loan, he'll build him a home and live so happily. Jak ja był młody chłopiec, ja pieniędzy nie miał. Chodziłem ja w dziurawych butach, dziewczynę szukał. Do szkoły ja chodziłem, choć ja biednym był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Biedny chłopiec wesoły, biedny chłopiec ja był. Bez pieniędzy i bogactwa ja wesoło żył. Znajdę ja dziewczynę, co będzie mnie kochać. Ożeniem się z nią i będziemy dzieci chować.
Eddie Blazancic and his Versatones there, the Poor Boy Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and that puts the wraps on this week's show. And to tell you the truth, I'm kind of glad it's over. This cold is killing me, man. I'm going to go hit myself with some nasal spray and a couple of Sudafed. And we'll be back for another run at this next week, all right?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morning. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.